B-Pod Studios.
All right, it is the 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Vesnelli Show. Final hour in Florida for us. Brought to us by Guida Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guida Door and Window today. The number 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. If you want to bid on some incredible once-in-a-lifetime items to benefit the Sixers Youth Foundation, now you can. I want you to write this down. Go to SixersYouthFoundation.org/auction and check out some great items that are up for bid. The silent auction is open until 9 p.m. Monday night. Features more than 100 items, including a sit-in with us. And I just lost it on my computer.
Sit-in with us? Wait a minute. That's
Hold
exciting.
On to that. I got it right here. Hold on. Here it is. What happened to my computer?
You got to maximize.
Oh, you maximize. Maximize. All right, there it is. A sit-in with me. 975 Fanatic Me. Meet and greet with Dr. J, Allen Iverson, and Elton Brand. A flight in a fighter jet. What? And the opportunity to ring the ceremonial Liberty Bell before a future 76ers home game.
I know what that's like.
Somebody's going to get to do that before I even get to do it. If you bid on it right here, again, there is SixersYouthFoundation.org/auction. That's how you do it. All right, that's cool. All right, so look at it. By the way, we have a couple open lines, so you can climb in. 610-622-0975. Main topic today, why are we always so unhappy with certain things instead of just waiting it out and then be unhappy? Like, why do we have to waste our time being unhappy before the actual time that we have to be unhappy?
Right, and the Harper thing is an example. Now, that turned out to be great.
Right.
And even we were guilty of it at the very end. But for the most part, we were pretty even keel. But the fans, they decided that he hated Philadelphia.
Right.
They decided his wife had hated Philadelphia. They had decided so many bad things way before before he signed. And now it's happening again with the Sixers. We don't know the outcome yet.
We were basically unhappy because we thought they weren't going to get him.
Right.
That was the cause and effect. We thought we weren't going to get him. That spiked our unhappiness. This situation is an unknown, and we've chosen to be unhappy about it. It's like there's no way that Brett Brown can get it done. There's no way this team is good enough. And I don't understand how we can be pronouncing that before the fact. Now, it might be true, but we'll find out if it's true like a month from now.
Do you think the fan base, it's because they're now treating every Sixers game like it's an Eagles game? They're riding the wave of every single game, not really understanding that there's so many more.
Yes, I think that has a lot to do with it. But I also think this coach somehow has, gotten on the wrong side of people, whatever it is. So I don't know. If you have any thoughts on that, we'll continue that conversation. Also, a little earlier in the show, we had General Manager Matt Klemtag, and he was right at 2 o'clock. He popped in right at 2 o'clock, so a lot of people didn't know we had him on. And one of the most intriguing questions that I have about... Listen, they've maxed out what they could have done. They did a fantastic job. They brought together a lineup that can actually be a contender. If you look at weaknesses, you have to look at their 3, 4, and 5 starters because they seem to have a lot more faith than a lot of people do, including me, that these guys are going to come through because they all have, quote-unquote, live arms. And we're talking about the Velasquez and Pivetta and Eichhoff and the curveball and Eflin and his command and all that stuff. So I presented it to Matt Klemtag. Like, is it just going to be a wait-and-see situation and you're going to ride with these guys? And the notion being that they're not going to go out and sign Dallas Keuchel. So here's the question I presented to Matt Klemtag, and here was his answer.
Last question, I'll let you go. The rotation right now, the 3-4-5, you're going to ride with that until whatever.
For two reasons. Number one, the answer is yes, but for two reasons. Number one, because we really like those guys, and I think we are going to see a breakout from one or more of those guys this year. I know we have not addressed the rotation in terms of a change in personnel, but we've addressed the rotation in these ways. We've made the bullpen better, which is going to protect the leads better. We've made the defense better, which is going to allow the starters to, you know, hopefully pitch better. We've also improved the offense, which is going to give the starters a lot more margin for error. So that's the first reason. We are confident that our group is going to be better this year. But the second reason is because we need to do this. In order for the franchise and to support the type of payroll that we're now starting to have, fitting in a Bryce Harper and an Andrew McCutchen and a David Robertson and Gene Segura and an Aaron Nola extension and other things, we have to identify spots on the roster where we can incorporate young players who, you know, by virtue of their inexperience, don't make quite as much, in order to properly balance our roster and allow us to grow. And these young starters we just talked about are certainly fit that mold, as do a lot of our young pitchers, both rotation and bullpen in AAA. That's something that's really important for the future of this franchise.
All right. Now he's not wrong in what he says. Because all those factors are going to help not put a spotlight on those guys having to carry such a load. They're a better offensive team. They got a better bullpen. All that stuff is true. And he basically what he said is, we need the people who make no money to come through for us, because we're paying a hell of a lot of money to other people. But the one thing I disagree with, this is the things that they've been selling. Well, one or two of these guys are going to have a breakout year. Where do you get that? Like, where is the evidence that any of those guys are going to have a breakout year when they've had plenty of opportunity to have that breakout year? What's so special about this year that's going to change them from being mediocre pitchers to contributing pitchers?
I don't know. Like, Velasquez is the one that makes me the most angry, because people, basically off of two starts, have decided that it's in them, and we haven't seen it since. So he's a five-inning pitcher. And if he's a five-inning pitcher, isn't that just what he is at some point? Like, is he all of a sudden going to become a seven-inning pitcher? He's a five-inning pitcher.
Yes.
And is that going to be good enough if you have three, five, or six-inning pitchers? And you can't really rely on Arrieta to go deep in the game.
Listen, I hope he's right. No, I think Arrieta's going to have a good year. I think he's in better shape. I think
the knee?
I don't know. I saw him the other day, and he looked lights out. And to me, that was the pitcher he was before. So hopefully that continues. Listen, I hope some of them find themselves. I just don't, guys that throw 95 plus that have been given up on by organizations are given up for a reason. And they've been here now 3 years, and they haven't really shown any kind of consistency despite this big arm thing. Sometimes a big arm can't be a big arm. You got to learn to be a big arm that's effective in this game. All right, two things that I had floating around. Of course, I had the ear out. I was walking all around the minor league complex and this and that, and hearing people and we're hearing whispers and stuff like this. And I hear that your boy,
my boy, Nick Williams.
Nick Williams. It was a quote to me was given.
Uh huh.
He has the quote unquote red ass.
Well,
you know what that means, folks at home? It means he's not contented, and he's downright angry. Now, my question is, I can understand his feelings, but again, it goes back to a man must know his limitations. When you sign Bryce Harper, how in the world can you have the red ass about that?
Because he's not going to play.
And the guy they signed is a league star.
Yeah.
How do you look at that situation and be angry? If it's me, I go, well, that guy's better than me. So I guess maybe I'm going to have to work my way as a part-time player here, or they trade me to another organization. I can't be mad that they went out and got Bryce Harper. He's a league star. I'm not.
Yeah, but he's a young guy. This is the time to start earning a little bit of money. He's not going to get enough at-bats here to do that. As a Nick Williams representative, I think that the right thing to do would be to move my guy Nick Williams to get him some at-bats.
They probably will, but you have to, like, you can't have the red ass.
He had a great spring up to this point, too.
But you can't have the cover off the ball. You can't walk around with the red butt. because Bryce Harper was signed. You can't do anything about that. It was an unfortunate circumstance for you. It's, that doesn't mean the end of your career, but how do you justify getting angry about them acquiring a guy that's going to make the difference between them being a contender and not?
Because he's not going to be a part of it. And I don't know what they were telling my guy, Nick. My guess is they were telling Nick. My guess is they were telling him, dude, you, oh, we believe in you.
You fight way You're too gonna, hard for this guy.
I love Nick Williams. Now, let's take Natalie over here to my right. Now, we love Natalie. Now, what if they said Aaron Andrews, I'm just coming up with a female sports name, is going to be doing updates, but Natalie, we're going to work you in. I think you'd be pretty angry, Natalie, wouldn't you?
Well, she's not as funny as me, so yes.
See? She'd be mad. And Nick Williams is like, that's what it
but
is.
But see, we don't, there's no clear difference that she would be that much better than that.
No, I agree.
There is a clear difference that Bryce Harper is better than Nick Williams.
Yeah.
All right?
It's true.
There, I just shot that full of holes.
But it hurts me, though.
Nick Williams should know that he's not Bryce Harper.
He does know. Right. And I think he's saying, you guys could have moved me earlier. I adjusted my stance. I did everything you asked me to do. You could have played me in left field and not signed McCutcheon and had Bryce playing right. I could have been your starting left fielder. Give me a real shot in center field. Instead, he's become an afterthought after doing everything that they asked. He's in shape. He changed his. He's more upright. His hands are flying through the zone.
You know what they asked him? Can you be Bryce Harper? And he said, no. I can't. That's the one thing I can't
they
do
did
for
not
you.
Ask him to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they asked him to do that. If you can be Bryce Harper, we'll keep you.
Well, you can't.
Apparently, you do that. Now, here's the other story that we heard, we all heard today.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I was witness to Bryce Harper's simulated game at bats against hard throwing minor league pitchers. And after each pitcher was done, I said yesterday that Bryce would go out to the mound and shake their hand and wish him well. One guy, I did notice that he stayed extra long and talked to the guy and made a movement with his hand to the guy.
Right.
And we found out today that Bryce Harper went up to that pitcher and said, listen, dude, I know you have a split-fingered fastball. You're tipping it off. And the pitcher goes, what? He goes, yeah, you're spreading your glove wider and you're digging your hand into your glove a little harder than you're doing with your other deliveries. So he picked that up just looking at pitches on the guy.
That's insane.
It's wild.
That we were told that story. That blows my mind. They said he had only seen the guy a couple of times. He doesn't even know him.
He had two rounds of at-bats.
And picked up on it that quickly.
Right.
That's got to be, you know probably how many major leaguers have no shot of being able to do that? And he did film or nothing?
Yeah, now I think I know who the pitcher was. I think it was a guy named Armas that he did that to. But it could have been somebody else. But it was a hard-throwing guy who had a split. And so Harper's tracking pitches. So he's obviously tracking his split. And he knows right away from the guy splaying his glove that the split's coming.
And that's going to help that. Now that guy's going to now take that into the minor league season and be able to correct it as well.
He has to correct it.
So that's amazing on both ends. I'm also just as a whole, I'm pretty impressed with all these Phillies' arms. It looks like they got a bunch of guys who can throw really hard. I don't know if they can pitch, but they look like they're loaded with guys who throw hard.
Yep, there's a lot of guys out there now that you signed that can throw hard. I don't know what has happened. training methods, human growth hormone, vitamins, whatever it is, these dudes can really throw harder than people used to be able to throw in the old day. All right, let's go back to the phones. Josh in Red Hill, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Josh.
Good afternoon, Mike. How you doing? From
What's
snowy,
up, Josh? How you doing?
Snowing up here in Philadelphia.
No, it is?
Oh, yeah. It's snowing up here.
Seriously?
Josh, I know you're glad that you're not up here, so whatever. it's flurried and snowing. It'll be gone by the time you get back, but don't worry. So.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that for the people back in Philly.
Listen, I want to tell Tyrone.
They're going to be 77 here tomorrow.
Listen, Nick wouldn't be able to see him doing that to his glove. So I'm just saying, that's the difference.
That's right. Well, you think Nick would have gone after that?
No, Nick is not going to be able to tell him that.
Nick's not happy, but you got to be mature about the whole thing. They signed Bryce Harper. They didn't sign Joe Blow.
Listen, work harder. isn't that what we used to do when everyone was younger? You work harder to be better than the next guy. So just work harder. Right. Maybe he'll fit in. Maybe there's an injury. McCutchen goes down. He goes in the right field. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. You know. Gotcha.
So show us how it is. My question to you is about Brett Brown. And I've been listening all week long about the Brett Brown talk. And I'm a Brett Brown supporter. I've been since he's been here. But my question to you, Mike, is even in every sport, isn't there an aspect of an assistant sometimes is just better as an assistant than a head coach?
Yeah. I mean, it happens in football all the time.
I mean, but can't Brett Brown just be a great San Antonio assistant under Popovich?
Maybe he is. Maybe he was like the third assistant under Popovich, because I think he was, actually. But I won't know. I can't proclaim that he is not the coach of this team until they fail in this playoff. So, I understand that people react to these losses, but there's still the playoffs to come, and there's a chance that they won't be as flimsy as they've shown in certain games. Now, they haven't been flimsy in many games. They're winning a lot of games. They're going to end up with 52, 53 wins.
Correct. Which I think with Embiid, they would have won the last few games that they've been flimsy in.
And I think so, too. So will we be talking the same way about Brett Brown?
No, not at all. And my other question is, maybe you and Tyrone can discuss this. I also think the defensive coach that left, that is the head coach in Atlanta now, I can't think of his name. I mean, don't you think that could affect the defense this season? I mean, since we've seen a much better defense.
Lloyd Pierce, you're talking about. Lloyd Pierce.
Lloyd Pierce,
Lloyd Pierce, but what was the problem last year? They didn't have, their defense broke down in the playoffs last year. Right?
Yes, but it was fairly better all year long leading up to the Boston game.
It was. Billy Lang was right next to the guy. Like, so what is he doing differently defensively that they're making the Sixers a worse defensive team? He tutored under Lloyd Pierce. Like, what could be different?
They're a lot more reliant on Embiid this season for some reason. The other part is they've put a lot of value on not fouling. They put a lot of value on not fouling because that comes from the analytics department, not giving other teams foul shots.
Mm-hmm.
What comes with that, though, is you end up allowing a lot of dribble penetration because you're trying not to foul. And that's something that's been ratcheted up. And maybe in the playoffs, when the game's a little bit slower and it's a little bit different, maybe it works. But in a regular season, letting guys just move freely like that has really cost them. But I think it goes back to their analytics department to say, keep guys off the foul line, keep guys off the three-point line, and drives and layups don't kill you because you get a three on the other end. That's what the analytics say. Trade 2 for 3, don't give up and ones, don't give free shots. And I think they're taking the analytics department, it's not meeting the basketball. But I think analytics play a big role in some of the issues.
All right. Well, I don't know what's going to happen as we come down the stretch here. But I don't expect that they're going to change significantly what they do offensively or defensively. So it is up to the players to blend themselves. You know, listen, when the Sixers are cooking, they're a pretty good team. When they've got that five on the floor, they're a pretty good team.
Yes.
I mean, they get out of the gate. They score 35 points every first quarter.
It's when they go to the bench.
610-632-0975. Let's go to Bapipo? Bapipo? How do you pronounce your name, bro?
Bobby. Aguilar. The Aguilar thing.
Yeah.
Bobby, we don't need to get rid of him at all.
Dude, you're going all over the place. She said Philadelphia 76ers, and then you went to Aguilar.
I'm all over the place today.
Where you going? Zero in on something here. We'll talk about it. What do you want to talk about?
Let's start over Aguilar. Yeah.
No, you want to talk about Aguilar? You don't like him. You want to get rid of him?
No. I want to keep him.
Oh, you want to keep Aguilar?
Yeah, I want to keep Aguilar.
At $9 million?
We can't get rid of him, man. He's just too good. I see a lot with him.
Really? You think he's that good for nine? You think he's $9 million good?
You should pay him a little more, at least 12.
yeah, but people, nice talking to you, bro.
Is that Nelson?
He's 5 o'clock. He's a vintage 5 o'clock call.
That was the people from Mars. Come on, brother.
And he told the screener he wanted to come out to Phillies. And they never even came up.
Speaking of other planets, Inge and King of Prussia checking in. What's up, Inge?
Dude.
No. We give him a chance all the time. What?
5 o'clock, 5 o'clock. You know what it is? This is
without 20 minutes into the 5 o'clock hour. Please, people, feel our pain here. The 5 o'clock hour. 610-632-0970. He's calling back up.
They don't feel bad.
The guy is calling back up. But there he goes.
Tell Inge not to mention any political stuff. If he's got something to say, we'll talk to him about it. All right. Let's go to Mark. And we'll take a break. Let's take a break. Mark, you'll be next, and then Inge's coming back for a second round, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Bennett to the Patriots. This Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Temple Basketball. Temple battles UCF on Saturday, March 9th at 4 p.m. at the Leocora Center. Presented by Elliot Lewis. Be there for Fran Dunphy's final home game as Temple head coach. You can also bid on sports memorabilia, Temple experiences, and more during the Owl Club auction at the game. For tickets, visit owlsticks.com. Eagles are trading Michael Bennett and a 2027th rounder to the Patriots for a 2025th rounder. Sixers face the Rockets tonight in Houston. Joel Embiid did not travel with the team. Ben Simmons is questionable with a stomach bug. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 8. The Mike Missanelli Show is live from Spectrum Field in Clearwater. Bryce Harper joined the show yesterday.
It was a decision for me and my family to make, me and my wife to really sit down and make that decision to, you know, go somewhere where we really wanted to be. And, you know, I had the 4-year offers, I had the 8-year offers, and, you know, I had the long term. And for me, it was about the long term.
The team has announced Aaron Nola will be your opening day starter. Flyers face the Islanders tomorrow. You can hear that game on the Fanatic at 7. Liberty Mutual Insurance customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you can save. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily best of show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missanelli Show, live from spring training in Clearwater, Florida, on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Alrighty, it is 5:30 in the Delaware Valley, where it's apparently snowing, and I feel bad.
How bad do you feel?
It's getting a little chilly here.
Oh, yeah, it's like,
let's face it.
It's like 6, 75
now. I'm not that excited about when the sun goes down here.
It's 74. We're going to have a low. We're going to have a low, mic of 59. That's a lot to deal with.
Oh, no.
I didn't bring an overcoat.
Me either. any gloves.
My Sixers.
I didn't even bring any shoes on this trip.
No, you didn't bring shoes.
Yeah, believe this. I bought flops and sneakers and a pair of baseball cleats.
You should wear your cleats to dinner tonight.
They're metal.
Oh, even better.
They're metal cleats.
You can tap dance.
No, I can't wear them. They're useless. The Twitter poll, final numbers, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
2,500 votes on this one. Who would you have chosen to keep? 80% say Brandon Graham, 20% say Michael Bennett.
Alrighty.
So, goodbye.
All right. Sounds good. All right. So let me just describe the mound manicure. Because I was watching this guy, right?
Yeah.
Now, here's what they do. First of all, they fill in the holes with the clay dirt that they use on baseball infields. So you know how pitchers will dig in front of that rubber to get, well, they'll fill that in, but they'll do it so meticulously. They put the fill in, the clay, and then they do a little watering can over it.
Yeah.
And the watering can. Then they put this this towel mat, which looks like it's moist, over top of the rubber with the freshly inlaid clay. And then they get the pounder.
And pound it
and
down.
They pound it down like that. And then, that's not enough. They put a piece of AstroTurf on the front of the mound where the pitcher strides, and then they cover it with that canvas there.
You know,
that mound is sacred right there.
Yes. They take care of that mound. He's not going to have a pitcher falling down on his watch.
No.
Exactly.
No.
I want to meet that guy.
And they got the guy with the blower.
Yeah.
The lead blower. Look, he's still working it. He's in the dugout making it immaculate for tomorrow.
Now, he's just...
He's still got the blower. The guy's been out with the blower for 3 hours, blowing from the grass onto the dirt that circles the field.
Yeah, so that's the seeds and different stuff.
Right.
So they blows all into the dug, and then he blows it down there, and then eventually that makes the trash.
Right, the sunflower seeds that are spit all over the place.
Yeah.
He's blowing all that stuff off the grass to make it look more immaculate.
Oh, I thought he was blowing just the dirt from one side to the other.
And they mow it every day.
Every day.
The grass that grew today was mowed on the infield after the game.
That's nice. And then I like the sprinkler work, and I like the hose work that they do to keep everything moist in the dirt. Keep
and they get the sprinklers on right now. And as you can tell, we have nothing else to talk about here in the 5 o'clock hour of the Mike Mussinelli Show. So let's go to Mark in, I don't know where that is. Willingboro Heights? Wilbury Heights? Mark, where are you calling from?
Woodbury Heights, Michael.
Woodbury Heights. Go ahead, Mark.
Brett Brown.
Yes.
He'll be the first coach to win 50 games in back-to-back seasons since?
Back-to-back seasons since Billy Cunningham.
You got it.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, am I in love with Brett Brown? I'm not in love with Brett Brown. Do I dislike Brett Brown? Not at all. He did a good job last year. I thought Brad Stevens outcoached him in the playoffs.
That's not good.
You're 100%. Yeah, you're 100% right.
That's not good.
Right.
He outcoached in the playoffs.
Let's see what he does this year before we condemn the guy. Okay?
I agree. Listen, there are some things that have not made me as confident in this team than I was several weeks ago when they added all these guys.
I agree.
But I'm not going to overreact to a loss to the Chicago Bulls. They shouldn't lose to the Chicago Bulls, but I can't overreact and say, because they lost to the Bulls, he's going to suck as a coach in the playoffs.
Listen, they lack discipline as a team, and I think that does start with him. They play fast. That's great. They get off to great starts, but they wear out in the second half. Teams come back, you know. In the playoffs, you got to grind it out. Can they grind it out? That's the bottom line.
Yeah. No, it's a good point. He does not, thanks for the call, Mark, he does not seem to have the ass kick gene. You know, and I don't mean that literally. I mean, there are some coaches that are just demanding that you do it a certain way or you don't do it.
Yeah.
And I don't think he has that gene. I think he has a mutual respect for his players and expects his players to have mutual respect for him. But it's a little looser than a dictator type of coach system.
It is, but also the way he runs his offense is that same way. And it's part of the reason why Jimmy Butler doesn't perfectly fit. He doesn't like a lot of that ISO stuff. He wants the ball to always be moving in that flow. And I think that the attitude of the team kind of works off of that. He doesn't call a lot of plays. He calls some, but his sets are, okay, we're going to do a pin down over here, but if this is open over there, that's fine too.
Right.
His whole, and it makes them less predictable in theory, but then the players get very comfortable, and then you see a bunch of dribble handoffs, so they actually become more predictable in an effort to be less predictable. So it's not great.
All right, let's go. All right, he's back with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy.
Boys and girls, Inge.
Hello?
Hello, Inge.
Look, this is an important point regarding the Sixers. Look, this season is over. They're going to lose in the first or second round, but that's not important. Forget about Brett Brown. The key is Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons. They have to take ownership of this team. They got to be the leaders of this team. Tell this to Elton Brand for me. That's why you can't keep Jimmy Butler and J.J. Redick. Those two are veterans. Until Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons become the leaders of this team, the one and the two, lead, not just the physical ability and scoring, rebounding, whatever, but the actual leaders of this team won't go anywhere. So the offseason,
you know,
it's critical.
It's a decent point you make.
There's no question about it.
I can't believe I'm actually saying that. It's a decent point you make. But here's what they're trying to... Because Ben Simmons is not quite ready for that scoring role.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
But that's why they have
to
have Butler.
Those guys are the training wheels for this year. That's why I don't care about what they accomplish this year. They have... When they look at Jimmy Butler, they look at J.J. Redick, they have to take whatever leadership skills they saw and implement that next year and become dominant.
Dude, were you,
that's
were
the
you
only way they're going to win.
Are you drinking smart water today?
You can't keep these two players. You can't keep these two guys.
Would you be drinking smart water?
No, revamp.
Does that stuff really work?
No, use Jimmy Butler's money to revamp the backcourt.
No,
that's
I asked
what you.
You
do.
I just answered your question.
There's
have
no
you been
question.
Drinking smart water?
What are you talking about? We have the first... Italian president. What are you talking about?
Get out of here. All right,
you know,
enough.
Why do you have to ruin a... That was his best call.
It was his best call. He drank smart water and by accident, I think.
He did. He drank he went for the Dasani.
No, he's a tap water type of guy if I ever saw one.
Yeah, he is.
All right. The locks of the week. Let me see. Do I have a lock of the week?
It doesn't matter. If you
all right, the locks of the... I don't have a lock of the week tonight, except there's an Ivy League game I was looking at.
There was?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you my lock of the week right before we do sound off.
Okay.
All right, because I was looking at a game.
All right.
And the lock of the week is presented by McCaws and Lock Services. 50% off car keys and remotes online at 4carkeys.com. All right, coming up, sound off right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show, live from spring training in Clearwater, Florida, on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time for you to sound off.
Sound off. Are you trying to be friends with me? What is it?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it is time for sound off. 610-771-9705. That is the number for sound off. Before we get to the calls on sound off, it's time for my lock of the week, McCaws and Lock Service. I like a basketball game in college tonight.
Oh, you do?
Yes. I am going to Maryland, where the Terrapins, after getting stunned by Penn State, are on the way back to try to get into the top 20, and they have hapless Minnesota tonight in the Big Ten. So Maryland's given 7. I will take the Terps -7 against Minnesota at home.
I actually really like that pick.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I do like that pick. Now, in the NBA, I have to go against my squad. Now, Ben Simmons is going to play. But I still think this is a bad spot for the Sixers. I think Houston wins by double digits.
Uh-oh.
So, I'm not, and since I'm not doing Sixers outsiders, I won't be held accountable for this later. But I really do think this is a tough spot. But Sunday, that's the game. Don't worry about tonight. Sunday's the game. Sunday will start the panic. So if they lose, if Embiid doesn't play, it's panic time. And if they lose to the Pacers, it might be panic time. Then they'll be 3 back, it'll be 15.
Not good. All right, let's get the sound off.
All your rah-rah talking about the Sixers is just sick. You know, reality is they haven't won a championship in 36 years. Not going to win a championship anytime soon. It's a never-ending soap opera of slop.
Where do you see slop in the Sixers? Seriously, what kind of an idiot are you to make a call like that? That's not slop. They might not win a championship this year. I think they can win it next year. Where's slop? Come on, dude.
And
everything is on the way up now. Why you got to be a killjoy?
And I want to ask you about this, Mike. That guy calls every so often. Is that his real voice, or is he doing like a fake voice to sound more angry with sound on?
Yeah, he might be. He might be a fake anger guy.
Yeah, fake voice.
All right. Next.
Get on board, everybody. Going nowhere. 76ers.
What again? The Chicago Bulls loss was devastating to the anti-Brett people. And oh, my God. The Chicago Bulls have eliminated the Sixers from playoff contention. It's over. See you next year, everybody.
Hey, Tyrone, I had it. You're a apologist for Brett Brown. Every time he loses, you say, oh, all the fans say it's his fault. And you're damn right it's his fault. And now you're happy that they win 50 games back-to-back seasons. It's about winning a title. And with Brett Brown, you're winning, okay?
You're the okay guy. Yes, I got calling the okay guy. Calling the sound offline and
ripping
into you.
Hold on, okay guy. Welcome to the show. But it's true, okay guy. They're not going to win the title this year no matter what happens. They're not beating the Warriors. So that's the first thing. And I'm a Sixers fan. Winning 50 games twice in a row. The last time they did it, I was in kindergarten. It is a big deal that they're winning 50 games. It can't be championship or bust when your point guards are the second year.
And to that note, I've just uncovered an email.
Oh, you did?
Which says, I fully support Coach Brown. All these years and he finally has a real team. And just 20 games to put it all together in time for the playoffs. Then Embiid is out. I don't think there's enough time, but I'm hopeful. If you think about all the lineup changes this year, it's pretty remarkable to get to 50 wins again. I think the real key is preventing the third quarter meltdowns and reducing in Simmons' foolish turnovers. I want to see Brown back again next year, unless they lose in the first round. That's kind of pro-Brett.
That is pretty, right. And it's fair.
Yeah, next.
Yo, AJ from West Philly. I defer to your knowledge of NBA basketball. I know almost nothing about it except teams get rewarded for losing on purpose. But if I ever hear you make an uninformed comment about baseball, I'll be on you like the sun on a cloudless day because I'm Mr. Baseball, darn it.
I got caller on caller.
Crime. What did EJ say about baseball?
No, she didn't. She corrected. He called about basketball.
Huh?
AJ called.
Oh, AJ.
AJ to correct him. And now he's saying he's not going to be watching AJ's baseball closely. And if she gets something wrong, he's calling and going to get on her.
Oh, my God. I like this battle between callers. Next.
Hey, Mike, I got a question for you. Howie Roseman keeps doing these re-deals with players. Isn't that going to kind of screw the pooch down the road where they're spreading it out over years? But isn't that just going to screw us down the road because we're, you know, every year we're losing a little bit more cap money. Our cap's getting less and less.
I mean, a decent point, but I think the way they're arranging it is that the dead money won't hurt them, right? The dead money is not overbearing. That's why they're doing these things. So it actually is a cost-saving measure. Next.
Yeah, I'm on the 97.5 Fanatic Facebook page, and I'm looking at all you guys' pictures of Bryce Harper, and none of you can dress. Please hire a stylist for Mike, Natalie, and Todd. Okay.
Another okay guy. Oh man, I had a vintage plaid short sleeve summer shirt on when I interviewed Bryce Harper. That's a good shirt, man.
He's wearing a pair of shorts.
And I got a pair of Adidas blue golf shorts on.
You know, I was wearing
those. Yeah,
Nike 270s.
I was at a Phillies game that day wearing a Phillies t-shirt. What exactly is the problem?
I don't know.
And Natalie, your outfit looked nice.
I thought I looked fine.
You did. And today you got the ball cap on.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Casual.
Okay. Yeah, it looks good. All right. Good. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got an OPD?
I don't like them.
What are you looking at?
Because I don't like
them. Bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All right, it was Sound Off, 610-771-9705. Let's say Pat Egan back at the studio did a nice job today. And Roddy Bird, just doing like rock pile work here in Florida as the engineer for this show. Huh?
Thank you, Rodney.
And yes. Nat and Ty, great work down here.
Thank you.
It's a lot of fun to be hanging out with the people with the Phillies in Florida, and hopefully you enjoyed the broadcast and the interviews. Have a great weekend. Be glued to the TV tomorrow for Bryce Harper Day right here at Spectrum Field. We will talk to you Monday.
Grading Bennett, this Fanatic Sports Update is brought to you by Frontline Plus. Warmer weather means more fun time outside, but it can also mean more bugs. So don't forget to protect your pets with the number one brand name in flea and tick protection. Get Frontline Plus now. Eagles are trading Michael Bennett and a 2020 seventh rounder to the Patriots for a 2020 fifth rounder. Sixers face the Rockets today in Houston. Joel Embiid did not travel with the team. Ben Simmons will play tonight. You can hear that game right here on the Fanatic at 8. The Mike Bisignelli Show is live from Spectrum Field in Clearwater. Bryce Harper joined the show yesterday. Aaron Nola will be our opening day starter. Flyers face the Islanders tomorrow. You can hear that game on the Fanatic at 7. We know you're busy, so we made it even easier for you to hear any of our shows that you've missed. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com or download the Fanatic app for our daily Best of Show podcast. I'm Natalie Eganoff for 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missanelli Show, live from spring training in Clearwater, Florida, on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.